Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello,
people of Earth, Huckleback Nation. We're back and badder than ever. Whatever,
welcome.
However you may take that.
Yes, exactly. We're badder than ever, like cookie batter. You know, you lick the bowl.
Or as Huey Lewis said, sometimes bad is bad.
That's true.
I love that song.
That song's dope. I love that song.
Yes. That should be a banger for you.
I may have used it as a banger, but if I haven't, I will. Welcome to the Huckabug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 645 of the Huckabug. God, 645 episodes.
Oh.
You people are crazy listening to us this much.
That's right.
And we're crazy for doing it.
But hopefully none of us will be committed for this crime.
Well, I hope not. I hope not.
But if we are, wouldn't it be great if we were all in the same
asylum?
We would be like one flew. We'd be like McMurphy.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Who would be McMurphy?
I would be McMurphy. I think. I think probably.
And I would be
McMurphy.
Brad Dourif. The little.
Oh, see, I was going to say you're the chief. League. I think you're Chief Broom.
Oh, I'm the chief.
I thought you'd be Chief Broom. Yeah.
I thought I'd be the little.
I like Billy Bibbit.
Billy Bibbit, you're
Billy
right.
Billy Bibbit, yeah. Every time Brad Dourif is in anything now, I call him. I still call him Billy Bibbit. He was in Star Trek a bunch of times. He's been.
Well, I was going to say, is he in anything now?
Yeah, he's still out there working. He's hopping, jumping.
I'm glad.
And
I'm
every
glad,
time he's in something,
he's a great actor.
Billy... Oh, he is. Mississippi Burning. Did you see Mississippi Burning?
Oh, yes, what a movie. Wow.
And
I know
asshole.
How you... Yes.
He's the worst asshole in that, but he's really good. He's a really good asshole. All right. Well, that's enough of the Brad Dourif hour. Here we are. Well, we'll begin with shout-outs, as we always do.
Rawr!
Rawr! And you said we go episode and then missive, yes?
Right.
Oh, okay.
No, missive then episode then missive. We go up.
We go up.
Up.
Snow comes up, Charlie Brown. So if we're starting episode then missive, then our first shout out is for Kelly with an IE says the History of Rock and Roll podcast has a ton of music clips. It's really fun to listen to. The host just has a really slow voice. My player has 1.14 smart speed, which is perfect not to mess up the music, but keep the host moving. And be perfect for car travel. Why don't you take the bet part there?
Bet. Wow, for small town response. Quick appointment, ultrasound, and PT at the same appointment. Then a forgiveness of payment.
Yeah. You're not going to see that in the big city.
Well, and not a lot in this small town. Dr. S. Massage is a love and no mistake.
Exceptional. He is exceptional. Kelly with an IE also gives us an Elliot Gould sighting, because here I was a couple weeks ago wondering if perhaps he had died. No, not only is he not dead, he was on Saturday Night Live like the day we recorded that, I think.
Yes, talking about hopping, jumping, doing your thing.
Yeah. He's a member of the Five Timers Club. Along with Paul Rudd and Tina Fey and Steve Martin and John Mulaney, who just got welcomed to Candace Bergen, apparently is in this.
Elliot has hosted five times.
Yeah, but that makes sense. In the 70s,
in the 70s, but I couldn't imagine in the 70s they would let somebody host that many times.
Well, apparently they did. Well,
apparently they did. That's right.
Conan O'Brien also is in the Five Timers. You know, there's probably more people that are in the Five Timers Club who didn't come and be on the sketch. Mm-hmm. But that's who was there. So thank you for that link and for additional proof that Elliot Gould is still alive.
Yes.
Good.
And
good
I'm happy for it. Yes.
I am too. Scrolling up, we have some shout outs under the missive.
Under the missive.
Starting with Kelly
with a Y. And she says, Hucklebug Nation, hope you're all having a good weekend. And we see a guy shredding nobody's business.
Yeah.
We were a little worried at some point.
Well, it looked like there were no strings on this guitar, but if I click on the link and open it in another window a little bit bigger, I can see the strings. So he's shredding.
So
he's doing Eddie Van Halen on there.
Yeah, well, we were thinking this was like an inside joke that we do the Hucklebug with no strings on our guitars.
No strings.
But this guy has his strings, so we're okay.
Making it till we make it.
Right.
Thank you for that, Kelly with a Y, and lovely to hear from you, and happy late birthday. And our final shout out this week's for Doug. We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher.
And Beth can't see this. What happens, you guys, is if we've already launched Facebook and we're sitting here chatting and waiting for the show to start, and somebody leaves a comment during that time, for whatever reason, Beth, no matter how many times she refreshes the page, Beth can't see the comment.
Can't get it.
Doug says, are you home, Stenny? Have a great show. Love you more. I doubt it, Doug. I think we love you more.
I think we love you, love you more.
But thank you for your shout out. And yes, I am home.
Oh, and by the way, missing Kelly with Y's birthday, which was, what, 1 day, 2 days after mine?
Yes. One day,
we missed Donna. Donna. She had a birthday March 2nd.
I think the Pete is also very near to that. Saskita, correct me if I am wrong, but I believe the Pete is also like right at the beginning of March. Did we miss Pete?
Oh, the Pete.
We miss Pete. Pete, come back and listen to the Hucklebug sometime, or leave us a comment once in a while. Even if you don't listen, just leave. Hey, if you follow the
or
Pete
draw
on
a comic
Instagram,
of the draw a comic of the two of us.
Oh yeah, there you go. Ooh,
Wouldn't that rock like nobody's business?
Hell yes. Hell yes. Hey,
you don't even need dialogue, you know.
The Jay has been doing new short videos on Instagram. Like once a week. Wednesday.
Yeah.
So check those out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for your shout outs.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! And now we shall move on to movies.
Movies. Let me get my outline because I think I'm first.
You are first.
I have a movie this week.
Can't wait to hear about
it. Well, past 2 weeks. I had one last Sunday that I had decided that was going to be my movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as one does, I flutzed around on all of my channels. And I saw that this movie that I had wanted to see went from buy on Amazon for $20. Yeah, no, not freebie, but to rent for $6.
Okay.
And I've wanted to see this movie, Oscar nominated. I know you hate the Oscars.
The movies are bad.
And I have a distaste for them, too.
Sometimes the movies are bad, but yeah.
But I have really wanted to see the movie Belfast.
I want to see Belfast also.
Yes,
so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It's Kenneth Branagh's movie.
Yes.
For what it is, I think it's about him as a kid.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is.
And this movie is about the troubles, not the troubles that the Dairy Girls go through.
Oh, different
but the troubles. In 1969.
Okay.
When a little Kenneth was maybe six.
Yeah, I mean, he must have been, I mean.
And his family lives in
Belfast. Not that much older than I am.
Yeah. His family lives in Belfast on a street. They're perfectly happy with Protestants and Catholics, and they all get along, and everything's great. And then the troubles start, and the bombs, then the Molotov cocktails start. Yeah. And first of all, this is a period of history that really interests me so much.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kenneth interests me so much.
Yeah.
And the story.
We were talking about Ken last week.
We were.
Yeah.
Because you watched.
Oh, that's because I saw that the other thing, yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
Death on the Nile?
Death on the Nile, yeah. I was going to say Murder on the Orient Express, but that's
you
not
saw
right.
that before. But
no, I still haven't seen Murder on the Nile.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put that in my queue. Okay. Anyway, do go on.
Some have said this is the best movie of the year, hands down.
I've heard that. I'm
not really sure because I still, of the movies I've seen of this year, Coda is still my favorite movie. But this is, I just, total thumbs up. Yeah. It doesn't hit you over the head with the violence and the political stuff. Yeah. And it's about his family. It's about, they've got stuff going on besides the troubles. The dad is working in England. He has gambled his money away and they owe so much to the Irish government. And I don't want to say a thing about what happened because I don't want to spoil it. But, Belfast, it's a wonderful movie. Right. It really is, and I loved it.
I have been wanting to watch it, so I'll make sure that it is on. $6 is a lot, but it's not outrageous, though. I can't afford it.
You pay $15 if you go to the theater.
That's true.
It's $6 to sit in your chair and watch it.
It's entirely true, isn't it? You know, I paid $15 for Death on the Nile. There's no reason I can't pay $6 to watch something in my own living room. Well, I'm glad that you liked that. And then there's
truly
a tie-in then with your movie and my movie, because I saw Tea with the Dames, which I believe is on Hulu. And that is Joan Plowright, Eileen Atkins, Maggie Smith, and Judi Dench. All sitting around. Well, apparently they do, once a year they all gather at Joan Plowright's house, the house that she shared with Laurence Olivier.
Joan Plowright, an actress I haven't seen in forever that I love.
She's lost her sight. She's not acting anymore. She's blind.
Well, and Judi Dench is in Belfast.
That's why I said there's a tie-in.
She rocks it.
That's the tie-in because, Dame Judi Dench. Well, they're all dames, so all four of them are dames. Apparently, they all meet at Joan Plowright's house once a year and, you know, and just have like a little weekend together and stuff. And, you know, and the titles at the beginning of the things that this year they let the cameras in.
Also, it's like a documentary. It's not a...
It is. It is a documentary.
Oh, man!
But it's not like the real world where the cameras are just following them around and they're just being themselves. They're all sitting at tables and they ask questions. It's all very staged, which is fine. I thought I was going to be more charmed by it than I was. But it's lovely to hear them talk. And I thought the questions that were asked were very facile. I was kind of annoyed at the low quality of, like, one of them was talk a little bit about what it's like getting older. I'm surprised they didn't just go fuck you. It just felt very stagey, and there were times during it where one or more of the ladies were like, why are we fucking doing this? Like, why can't we just have a nice weekend? Why did we bring the cameras in? I wish we hadn't done this.
And so it's Joan, Judy, Maggie, and who?
Eileen Atkins. And honestly,
I know her.
Bet I know her best from Doc Martin, and I know you didn't watch Doc Martin.
She was
Auntie Ruth on Doc Martin.
Okay.
I think she had largely a stage career, but if you will indulge me, I'll look her up very quickly.
Well, no, I was going to say I could look her up after.
That's all right. I'll look her up right now because maybe our listeners also would like to know what Eileen Atkinson was in. She's in Gosford Park, but that doesn't narrow it down, does it? Everybody was fucking in that.
Everybody was in that movie.
Including Mags, as they call
Mags.
Her. Mags and Jude and Joni and Eileen, just Eileen. Boring. Doc Martin is what I know. Oh, she's in The Crown. She's Queen Mary in The Crown.
Oh, okay. Well,
there you go. You know that.
There you go.
That's her. She's in lots of other things as well, but I think primarily it looks like, as I scroll very quickly through her credits, it looks like she is mostly known probably for her stage work and for like British TV shows and whatnot.
Right.
I don't think
movie wasn't made for us over here in America.
In America. Well, I mean, you know, we all know Judi Dench and we all know Maggie. There are some fun things in it. And every once in a while, they're surprisingly open and unguarded with a lot of their answers. And it's good. And I had some tea while I watched it. I'm like, I am going to have tea with the dames. It's
not,
you know,
a crumpet to be had, though.
No, I have no. Well, you know, I don't even know where to get crumpets. Where would one even get crumpets here in
Doug,
the
United States? Doug? Doug's going to bring you crumpets.
Would I like
tomorrow?
Crumpets if I had crumpets? What is a crumpet? What even is it? It's a bready product, is it not?
Yes.
It's a sort of.
I think of it as an English muffin, but, you know. Who
That's
am I to
a
say?
Muffin. I think they just call those muffins.
I live in the boonies. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, tea with the dames. It's all right. It's good. I don't think you have to rush right out. But, you know, it's good. So, what do you got next?
Well, I have a non-binge watch.
All right.
And let me tell you, people, I tailored this as a non-binge watch because of the wonderful, wonderful present given to me on my birthday by Stens.
From me.
I have Disney Plus. So, of course, what's the first thing before anything else I go out to, which is the Beatles Get Back?
Get Back, yes.
And, of course, it's 3 episodes. Right. Each one is 2 hours long.
Or 2 hours and a bit, because I think the total runtime is around 3 hours.
So,
or around 9 hours.
I didn't start out planning this, but then afterwards I did plan it. I watched them in 1 hour increments, and I've been watching since the Sunday after we last recorded.
Okay. All right.
However,
however,
Get Back. It is a joy.
Yes.
It is
yes.
Just everything that everybody has said about it is true. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And there are things, oh God, there's so many things I want to say about this. I promise I'll try to keep it short.
You do, baby.
But, you know, it's just them in, at first, a big box at Twickenham Studios trying to get their stuff together and playing. And then they just, and then it just goes from this, we're going to do this. No, we're not. We'll do this. No, we're not. We'll do this.
We're going to play at
so
a place in Africa.
Yeah. And so all of that kind of, you know, goes back and forth. But the thing about this, there are actually two things about this that just stuck out in my brain. The first is, it's like being in a room with the Beatles.
It is like being in a room with the Beatles.
When you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
There was any point at which I thought, you know, John or Paul would kind of look at the camera and say, excuse me. You don't be here. You got to go.
You're not allowed.
George's
weird Harry Carey friend can sit in the corner, but not you. You stop watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Harry. What did I say? Did I just say Harry Carey? Harry Krishna is what I meant
Harry
to say.
Harry Krishna friend. Yeah. But it feels like you're almost dirty watching this, you know,
that's conversation.
That's
because none of them have showered all month.
Well, you know, that's the thing Michelle said. Did these people ever wash? Did people in the 60s ever wash their hair? Well, there were only two times in the series that really got to me. At the end of episode 2, John comes in the green t-shirt. I mean, his hair is gnarly.
It is gnarly.
And in the third episode, I think Ringo had some bad hair.
Yeah.
But that, you know, just that feeling of being there when you weren't supposed to be there and you're seeing all these
as they're writing songs. I mean, like watching the song Get Back get written throughout the course of
that is wonderful.
It's amazing.
But then there's that point. Well, of course, you know, I had to email Stenny and say, George, quit the band.
and I responded to her because when I watched it, I emailed Mish at the exact same point and said, oh, no, George just quit the band.
What are we going to do about that?
I don't know. What are we going to do? The Beatles are breaking up.
But then there's that conversation that they have before John and Yoko. I mean, Yoko, oh my God, don't get that woman near a microphone, please. Yeah,
no, but she's fine. Other than that, just don't let her sing, exactly, but she's fine. She's just sitting there. She's not doing anything. She's sitting there
beside John all the time. And before John comes in, the rest of them are having a conversation. And Paul himself says, Yoko's fine. It's John. He wants her with him all the time. They have to be together all the time. Maybe, you know, we can make an announcement. Men, leave your women at home. But they don't hate her. She's just there.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is there all the time.
He is there all the time. It's fine until she gets near a mic.
But a couple of things. First of all, I can go for a long, long time in my life without ever hearing again, Don't Let Me Down.
Oh, I love this movie made me a fan of Don't Let Me Down.
They practice that song so
over and over again. It's true.
But the joy, the true joy of this is them just sitting out there doing what they do. Of course, at the point where Billy Preston walks in, and he just walked in to say hi. He just said hi, and they said, "Oh, come on, play the piano." And then he was a part of the project.
Exactly.
But them just hanging out and doing all of those old songs from the '40s and '50s, and I mean, they would just start shit that they wrote when they were
14 and 15.
Yeah, but they would just pull out stuff for no reason, and then one would start it, and they'd all get together, and they'd do it, and it was
and everybody switching instruments. Paul's playing George's guitar.
I never knew that
John's
Ringo
sitting
could,
at the drums.
Right, I never knew that Ringo could play the piano like he did.
Yeah, Ringo's there playing the piano. Everybody just gets up, moves around.
Stuff like that just.
If you guys haven't seen Beatles Get Back on Disney Plus, please do yourself a big favor and just get yourself like the free Disney Plus membership for a week and watch it. It's so good. I was going to say even if you're not a Beatles fan, but that's probably not true. But I mean, if you're not a Beatles fan, I don't know why you're listening to our podcast. Yeah. How dare you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We welcome everybody, even freaks that don't like the Beatles, like Wiltberger, Paul Wiltberger.
And then I was so incredibly happy at the end that they did do the rooftop concert.
Yeah, and that's long, man. I always thought they just did Get Back, and then they got chased off. But they did like 45 minutes
and that's,
of stuff.
And that's the thing. The whole thing was them having 14 songs to sing in their concert.
Right.
Had they not done Get Back, Don't Let Me Down, what was the other one they did several times? Had they not did them like three or four times,
I know.
They could have gotten all 14 songs when the police came in, I thought, oh my God.
My impression was that the other ones were maybe not yet ready. But I felt bad for George that none of George's songs got done on the roof. I felt bad that they didn't do. I mean, he was still working on stuff. He was working on something. He was working on
I Mean Mine.
For You Blue. Yeah, I Mean Mine.
For You Blue. I love that song.
I do too. But yeah, I mean, he would.
I was so happy that on the roof they did one after 909, which is, I just adore
that. That's a jam. That's a fucking jam.
But
like
man, what a watch. And I really am glad I didn't try to watch it all at once. It's best spaced out
over a few days. Yes. I agree. And I did the same thing. I watched it at my dad's, and I would watch. I think I watched each episode, but I waited till Dad went to bed, and then I just sat in my room and watched it.
I love at the beginning. It says this episode will contain mature language, something, and smoking.
Smoking. Oh yeah, there's a lot of smoking.
It was the damn 60s. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Everybody smoked except George Martin. I never saw George Martin with a cigarette.
I thought I did see George Martin with a cigarette, actually. I thought I did see him with one.
But, I thought he was squeaky clean.
Nah. I mean, comparatively speaking, maybe. All right. I have a question of the week. I'm very glad that you enjoyed Get Back, and I'm not at all surprised. Oh, all right, I have a question of the week. I saw this floating around the internet this week, and it's an open-ended question. There's no answer to it. I don't even think it's possible to find out what the answer is.
Ooh.
But it is simply something to discuss and debate. Bet.
Oh.
Do you think there are more doors in the world or more wheels in the world?
Do you know that I saw this?
Did you see this
Friday morning? Here? No, Friday morning on the Today Show.
Oh, okay. So it is. It's getting around. It's getting around.
More
everywhere.
Doors or more wheels? Well, cars have wheels.
They also have doors.
Have wheels. They also have doors.
Well, tractors don't have doors.
Tractors.
I went just as an experiment. I counted as many doors as I could in my apartment.
Though.
Yeah, my apartment. I have a 2-bedroom apartment. It's not very big. There's 31 doors, including cabinet doors, refrigerator door, freezer door, front door, back door, screen door.
I think there are more doors.
Think that there's more doors necessarily. I'm just thinking of all the doors there are because, I mean, when we talk about cars, right? Cars have four wheels, well, five wheels because they've got a steering wheel.
Yeah, and somebody mentioned on the Today Show, I don't know if this is legitimate. Your toys, Matchbox cars, they have
and they
wheels.
Don't have doors. Well, here's
and
my little John Deere tractor.
Yeah.
Four wheels on this. Yeah, these count as wheels as far as I'm concerned. Oh, somebody on the internet, something about a revolving door being both a door and a wheel, which I thought was pretty deep. So cars, of course, but cars also have doors. Some of them have two, some of them have four. But then you think of all of the bicycles in the world. Think of all the places where people only commute by bicycle. Like all those places in India and Southeast Asia and China, where everybody's got a bike or multiple bikes, and they're just out all the time.
There's little bicycle cabs.
Uh-huh, yep. And none of those have doors, so there's just lots of wheels. Also, every drawer in your house has got wheels on it.
Oh, never thought about
all
that.
All of those little wheels.
See, I was thinking it was doors because of houses. But, people live in other countries, people live in houses that don't have doors.
Well, they have doors going in and doors going out, but they maybe don't have doors between
rooms. Well, they might live in huts.
But also the chair I'm sitting on right now has five wheels.
Four wheels here.
Let me look at it. It's five. Five wheels on this chair.
One, two, three, four.
This little John Deere
in my house.
My little John Deere tractor's got four wheels.
Four wheels, and then everything in my house that has a wheel. You might be right.
Vacuum cleaner's got wheels on it.
Oh man!
There's a lot of wheels. It's just kind of fun to think about and to go. Oh, what about this? What about these wheels? Somebody on the internet said if you're counting a gear as a wheel, I'm like, well, no, I'm not counting a gear as a wheel.
Has to be a wheel.
Somebody else thought that you could count a hinge as a wheel. I'm like, all right, now you're just playing silly buggers. A hinge is not a wheel. A hinge is a hinge. It's its own. And then I thought to myself,
a hinge is a hinge. A dinge is a dinge. A
binge
is a binge.
Here's a question also, and this probably can be figured out by somebody. There's probably a definitive. What came first, the door or the wheel? Were we building?
Well, no, the wheel. The wheel had to come first. That was
why did it have
civilization.
To come? It was, but we were living in little huts and stuff maybe before we had wheels.
Well,
I think.
A door was a rock that you pushed up against your cave.
Maybe, or I don't know. I don't know at what point. Maybe just hang like a tarp or something like that, and we consider that. I don't know. Do you consider that a door? Somebody said we don't consider doorways doors, but I don't know about that. I think maybe you can consider a doorway to be a door, even if there's no door there. Oh, Christ, you should go down to the Bellingham Theater Guild. We've got a fuck ton of doors just up behind the stage. Different doors that we use in different sets.
Yeah. Like when I watched that yesterday, doors was my answer. But now you may have
a lot of wheels.
You may have maybe rethink my answer.
I don't think I've answered it yet. I'm still not sure what the answer is. I mean, again, there's no way to know. Nobody's going to sit down and count them all. And by the time you finish counting them all, there's going to be a bunch more doors and a bunch more wheels being there because they're constantly in production. So I don't know. What do you got? Listeners, what do you think? And what else has wheels that we haven't thought about? What else has a door that we haven't thought about? The one that got me, I'm walking around the house counting all the doors, and I'm doing all the cabinet doors in the kitchen. And then I looked at the refrigerator. I was like, oh, fuck, there's two more doors. Because of the refrigerator and the freezer.
When I take out the drawer underneath my oven, there's wheels on that. Ooh.
Mm.
But the oven has one door, you know.
Ooh, I didn't even count my... See, I didn't even
door,
count my oven.
Door, door, doors.
What about the glove compartment? Do you consider that to be a door?
I would consider that a door.
Okay, so there's another door. So now my car's got five doors. I've got as many. Oh, I've also got a spare tire, though. So I've got six wheels.
Oh, you got wheels.
Six wheels and five
doors. And I do have a spare in the back of the Potter Race.
Yeah.
Potter Race of three. So, yeah, there's another wheel.
Do you consider the trunk? I see the trunk lid. I just consider a lid. I don't consider that a door. So I'm not counting that as a door.
Well, mine's a station wagon, so
yours might be a door.
That's a door.
That's a door, especially if it's got the handle that you pull sideways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a door. That's a door. Mine isn't a door. Mine's a trunk. But your car might have more doors than it has wheels. It's just crazy. See, there are a lot of. I mean, if you stand in New York City and look at all of the skyscrapers and think about how many fucking doors there are in that whole building. But then you also think about all the wheeled office chairs that are in there, and you go, Christ, there's a lot of wheels in there, too.
That's right.
Trash cans on wheels.
And then, if you're looking at New York City, you look at the traffic. Look at those wheels!
A lot of wheels on taxi cabs, on subways.
I mean, a big bus!
Yep.
You know.
Yep. Big buses. 18-wheelers.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of wheels. There's a lot of wheels. There's a lot of wheels and a lot of doors.
This is kind of a Tootsie Roll question the world may never know.
Exactly. The world
but
may
I
never
would
know.
Love for someone to figure it out.
I would also love for our listeners to chime in. What do you guys think? More wheels or more doors? And, you know, give us your...
No wrong answer.
No, definitely no wrong answer. And then also let us know what your thinking is, and let us know you guys forgot about these doors. Like, the little door on the back of your remote control that you put the battery in and out. Is that a door? Is that considered a door?
That could be a door.
I don't know. Maybe it's a lid. It's hard to tell. But anyway, there's lots of doors. There's lots of wheels. Oh, look, my little John Deere tractor that I was talking about. It's got four wheels. It doesn't have four wheels. It's got five because it's got a steering wheel.
A steering wheel. Yeah. Oh, well, there's, you know, you've got four doors, then you got five.
Then you got your steering wheel. You got your spare tire, so that's another wheel. There's six wheels in my car, and that doesn't include whatever might be in, there might be wheels in the engine that I don't know about, like flywheels and stuff like that. If you've got an exercise bike, that's going to have wheels. There's wheels everywhere, but there's also doors everywhere.
Oh, Stins. You hurt my brain.
I would love to come up with more. I would love to have more of these questions as well. So, you know, we'll try to make this a regular feature if we find more of these types of questions to ask.
Yes.
But
we would love your comments.
Yes. Please let us know, listeners, and let us know, you know, what wheels have we not thought about, and what tire, what doors have we not thought about. You rules. And then
you rules. Well, I have a you rule.
Okay.
And my U rule is for Brump, here we come, leaving us a comment. Gets funniest looks from, she never does, everyone we meet. Hey, it's my Terry. Well,
Terry, cousin Jacob.
My cousin Terry, cousin Jacob. Well, I would like to U rule her because she sent me, I didn't link this as the video of the week, but she sent me a video of the people who won the last Amazing Race.
Oh, yes, you know, yes.
I adore the Amazing Race, and sometimes I don't get to see it all. Right, and this was the season where it got cut in the middle because of COVID. But she sent me this video, but I didn't say anything about it here because it's on my Facebook lead.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. But I love that she sent it to me and made me think about the Amazing Race again. But however, or as Alan Arkin said, whatsoever.
Howsoever.
Terry and I have a little trip planned next week to go shopping.
Funsies.
I don't go shopping anymore. I shop online.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I'm looking for that I can't buy online.
Mm.
And I'm going to keep that a secret.
Okay.
I'm going to meet Terry on my Thursday afternoon off.
Oh, nice.
And I hope it's going to go great.
Ooh.
I got a big purchase coming up. We'll see.
Ooh.
But the fact that I asked her and she said, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, goody.
She's my friend and she's got my back. And I love Terry. Terry, you rock for a fare thee well.
You totally do, Terry. You rule. I have two you rules this week. I would like to give you rules to my two cousins. My cousin Kari. Cousin Kari's had several you rules on the show before. She, my cousin Kari. My cousin Anna was also down in Corvallis when Mom and I stayed in Corvallis for the weekend so that Mom could spend some time with her sister Jackie. And my cousins, Kari and Anna, were there. Kari, as I mentioned, always there when we see Jackie. But my cousin Anna lives in Chicago, and I can't remember the last time I saw her. It's been forever. Really great to see Anna again. Anna and I spent, just some time just getting caught up and kind of, just like trading stories about having a mom with Alzheimer's and stuff like that. But then my cousin Kari, I was telling her about how I'm going to be working on Into the Woods at the Theater Guild. The next play is Into the Woods, and I'm dramaturge, which means my job is basically the history of the storytelling. And so, my job is to read the original Grimm fairy tales and stuff, and to tell people this is, these are the origins of it and stuff. And so I was telling Kari that, and she's like, hang on a second. She goes inside. She comes back out with a stack of books. One of them is Grimm's fairy tales, but there's a bunch of other ones. She goes, these might be really interesting for you. So I wanted to give Kari a you rule for that. I came home with, I wasn't expecting it to be a research trip, but I came home with a big stack of books to go through for Into the Woods, which is going to be fun. And it was lovely having Mom here, and she had a really nice time, but she doesn't remember any of it, which is really, really sad. I mean, I'm glad that she had a good time in the moment, but it's just really sad. And it's so expensive to bring her out here for a thing that it seems like it'd be cheaper to just go, you were just there last weekend, Mom.
Take pictures.
Oh, yeah. We took tons of pictures, and I sent all of them to my sister. My sister said she's going to make all of them into a book. But I've also been emailing them to Mom and going, remember? And when she looks at the picture, she does remember a little, kind of. But yeah, it's hard. It's really, that's just kind of the nature of this ridiculous disease that I hope they find a cure for before I get it.
Yes.
It's not fun. And anybody who's been there, you know what I mean? You got to just cherish the good times that you have. And we did. We had fun this weekend, me and Mom. We played Go Fish. I gave her rides. She got to ride in my new car. And we played the license plate game, we go, what's that?
Mom,
what's
that? She can still do that.
Sure, she can do that. New York, so she's in charge of writing them down.
Yeah, just let her have fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bummer that she can't remember it, but we did have fun in the moment, and that was kind of the main thing. So it was a good time. And gang, that's all of our show this week, I think.
Yeah.
There's no more Hucklebug. This is it. There will be next week. But
I was going to say, is that the end?
No.
Say goodbye.
No, I wouldn't have sent you a bill for our hosting.
That's right.
We're going to go at least another year, you guys, because we're renewing our hosting plan. So we will be back next week. But that's it for this week. You can keep listening if you want.
Love your answers to the question.
Are there more doors or are there more wheels, you guys? What do you think? And let's not even bring windows into it. Don't even bring windows into it. There's lots of windows, too. That is another thing I was thinking.
Why did you have to say that?
I know. There's a lot of windows. Cars all have windows.
Right. I think windows wins the prize.
I don't know. I was thinking, there might be more windows in my apartment than there are doors, but I don't think that there are because I have cabinet doors, but I don't have cabinet windows. I have the cat tree, for example, and the little cat cubby. Is that a window or is that a door?
Hmm.
I don't think it's a door because there's no There's no actual doorway. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a doorway, maybe, but it could be maybe considered a window. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, when I was counting my doors, the thing leading from the dinette to the kitchen, there's no swinging door. It's just a door face with nothing on it. So that's not a door.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about like the house I grew up in. There was like an archway to go from the living room into the dining room. And then there was a doorway going from the dining room into the kitchen. But then I thought, well, then what are you telling me, though, that there's no door? I mean, then what would you call you? Wouldn't you call that the dining room door, even though there isn't actually a door there? But it's I think the door itself is what we're talking about. The actual the physical object, not the lack of a physical object. So anyway, tell us what you think, you guys. More wheels or more doors? I want to hear your perspective.
Yes.
Tell us what you think. I just found it a fascinating
topic. We're taking a survey now. We're writing it down. Tell us.
I think I can do a poll. Maybe that's what I'll do. I can do a poll on the Facebook page. So I'll try and do that if I can figure it out.
A poll.
Are there more poles in the world or doors or wheels? Okay, well, fine. You guys ruminate on that and leave us your answer. More doors or more wheels? Tell us what you think. We love you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Hucklebug, and we'll be back next week with more. Till that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
It's great. I get texts from him that are like it's just a wall of text because he's just blah, 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 blah. And he's going, Heidi, this is your father.